confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And we're going to be playing it live on stage Saturday night for Wake Up Call Live. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie? That'll be fun when hearing a whole theater full of people sing along to that.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait. Are you kidding?
That's going to be a lot of fun. And we're playing today with Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. Hello.
Good morning. I'm so excited.
Yeah, good. Ooh, that's so fantastic. Excited. That's so fun. All right, here we go. Katie's going to leave the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
Here we go. Question one. I reported it last week that Orlando Bloom and fiance Katy Perry were on the verge of breaking up, and it officially happened. And this is happening just as Orlando Bloom plans on attending Jeff Bezos' wedding in Italy. So he is single, ready to mingle, ladies. What city is rented out for that wedding?
Venice?
Question two. Remember Steve from Blue's Clues? Well, he's starting his own podcast that tackles mental health and pressing issues around being a good person. He's also launching a live tour for adults and says that he cherishes every single adult who still considers him a friend. He said he runs into a lot of those. What was the name of the mailbox on the show Blue's Clues?
Mailbox?
Say it again.
The mailbox. The mailbox.
Yes. Okay. That's your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Question three. The latest episode of, or the latest season of The Simpsons just ended, and it was shocking for fans because they killed off Marge. Now the episode does take place, Kevin, in the future, but it shows us that she's the first family member to die. Apparently the episode was very sad. What's Bart's best friend's name?
I'm just going to say Milhouse.
Question four. Kim Kardashian is getting into the film production business, and she will executive produce and star as the villain in a Bratz film. The movie will be based around the popular toy line, but no details on the plot have been revealed. Which of the following is not a Bratz doll? Yasmin, Chloe, or Jade?
Chloe.
Question five. Disney World applied for permitting for a massive expansion that was not part of their huge announcement last year. Uh-oh. They asked for permits for, get a load of this, a brand new full theme park, two expansions of lands for existing parks, an 18-hole golf course, and three new hotels. And this still doesn't even use up like a third of the land that they have in Orlando. It's crazy. This will be over the next 20 years. So if it costs Disney $50 billion, how much would that be per year if evenly spread out?
It's $50 billion and
20 years.
Over 20 years. $2.5 billion per year.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Aaron, where are we going this morning?
I'm at home with my baby.
Oh, I love that. How old is your baby?
Yeah, he's 8 months old.
8 months old. Aww. And what's his name?
He's been on the radio before, but this is Atreus.
Atreus?
Atreus.
Atreus, yeah.
Ooh.
Like from the Neverending Story?
That's Atreyu.
Atreyu.
Close, yeah.
Right.
Where did the name Atreus come from?
It's Greek, and it means bravery and fearless.
Wow. Yes,
I feel that. I felt it.
Atreus. Wow. What a mighty king he will be one day.
He'll be a quarterback.
All right.
There's no choice.
Katie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. You're defending $480 and Are You Smarter Than Katie? Question one. I don't think you were here for this, but I reported last week that there was heavy rumors that Orlando Bloom and fiance Katy Perry were on the verge of breaking up. It happened. They broke up, and just in time for Orlando Bloom to hit Jeff Bezos' wedding in Italy as a single fella.
In fairness, she's a Martian now.
She is a Martian. That's right. She went to space.
Right.
How weird is that? So, like, yeah, he sends Katy Perry to space.
Right.
So I'll bet she was invited at one point, and he was still going to Jeff's wedding.
Well, I mean, there are always breakups, and there are couples' friends, right?
I guess so, yeah. What city was rented out for their wedding?
Venice.
That is correct. Question two. You remember Steve from Blue's Clues?
Oh, yeah. He had to seems quit like, because he started balding.
Yeah. I don't think that was the only reason. But yeah.
No, he said it. He said
it was for balding?
He said, I didn't want to be old and trying to appeal to kids.
Oh. Well, now he's appealing to adults. He's starting a podcast this fall called Alive. It's going to tackle mental health and pressing issues around being a good person. Mm. He's also going to go on a live tour for adults. I don't know. He seems like he's a very nice person.
I know, but to be like, I'm going to tell you how to be a good person is a little gross.
Well, I don't think it's him. I think he's going to have experts on to talk about it. What was the name of the mailbox on the show Blue's Clues?
I think it was just Mailbox.
That is correct.
Mailbox, yeah, right?
It was just Mailbox.
Yeah.
Question.
I'm the mailbox loaded up with things and knickknacks too, or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
I loved it, though. I loved it.
Oh, no, that's backpack. And that's Dora
the Explorer. Sorry.
Question three. The latest season of The Simpsons just ended, and it shocked fans because they killed off Marge.
What?
Yes. Now, the episode takes place a few years into the future.
Okay.
But it shows that Marge is the first member of the family to die. And the episode was like her telling the kids like how to take care of Homer. Like, apparently it was like very, very sad. So,
That's so sad.
Show just got renewed for 3 more seasons. So people are kind of guessing, like, is this how the last season of the new contract is going to end?
Are we not all surprised that The Simpsons is still on the air?
It still does very well.
Yeah.
Do you know one person that watches it?
No, but I know that 17 million people watch it every single week.
And I don't know a single one of them.
Yeah, but they do, though.
That's
it does
so
very
wild
well.
To me.
What is Bart's best friend's name?
Milhouse.
Yes. Everything's coming up Milhouse.
Everything's coming up Milhouse.
Question four, Kim Kardashian.
Do you know his last name?
Milhouse Van Buren.
Van Houten.
Van Houten, that's it. Kim Kardashian is getting into the film production business just in time for the end of that industry. She is going to executive produce and star as the villain of a Bratz movie.
That seems in her wheelhouse.
The film's going to be based on the popular toy line. No plot has been revealed yet, though. Which of the following is not a Bratz character?
I didn't ever let my girls have Bratz dolls.
Yasmin.
Okay.
Chloe.
Okay.
Or Jade.
I'm going to say Yasmin.
Mm. It's Jade.
Really?
Yeah. Couldn't you see, like, the top of their thongs? Like,
no, but they had, like, they wore a lot of makeup. They had pierced belly buttons. They always had like a bare midriff. And it was like, here you go, 6-year-old.
And they were called Bratz.
Right. Yeah. My girls weren't allowed to have them.
Question five. Disney World applied for permitting for a massive expansion. That was not part of that huge announcement they had last year. Listen to all this. They asked for permitting for a brand new full theme park.
Okay.
2 expansions for lands at existing parks, an 18-hole golf course, another one, and 3 new hotels. And remember, they still haven't even used up like a third of the land that they own in Orlando. It's crazy. So if this is going to be over the next 20 years, and it's going to cost Disney $50 billion to do it.
$50 billion?
If evenly spread out, how much is that per year?
In 20 years? Oh, boy.
3 seconds.
10 trillion?
Really?
You went the other way. You went up.
Wow.
If it was spread out, it's division.
Billion?
Division. And that still would have been wrong.
Okay.
The answer is $2.5 billion a year. And final score. Erin, are you there?
I am.
Is Atreus sleeping right now?
No, he's awake.
Oh, good, because you're going to scream because you got 4 and Katie got 3.
Wow.
Katie loses.
Wow.
Wow, Aaron, you got yourself a jackpot of $480. Wow.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
What is it that you would like to tell us?
Today, I am smarter than Katie.
Yeah, you are. Sure. Yes, you are. Stay on hold. We got to get all your information. How about that? That is crazy. Coming up next on the show, the economy isn't great, and everyone is looking to make more money. Well, Katie found something that you might have in your house right now, and it has increased in value by 25%. What is it? Should you sell it now? Well, we're going to find out.